Carinho. Hello, handsome. Is that a 10-gallon hat, or are you just enjoying the show?
Solid Gold. Solid Gold. WFIL. Solid Gold.
You're listening to Sheena's Jungle Room, you naughty, naughty girl.
I'm always drunk in San Francisco. I always stay out of my mind. But if you've been to San Francisco, they say that things like this go on all the time. It never happens nowhere else. Maybe it's the never feeling any pain. But tell me, why does San Francisco, just like a lover's kiss, go straight to my brain? I guess it's just the mood I'm in that acts like alcohol, because I'm drunk in San Francisco. I get stoned in San Francisco.
How that feels. instantly. All vipers love their mesmeros, love it good and strong. Dreams come from Maui, honey, all day long. Weep, 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 all day long. Put my heart at ease in sweet dreams. Love it good and strong. Dreams come from my weeds, honey, all day long.
One. If you're looking for a good Bordeaux, this one tastes very much like a 64 Chateau Margaux, at about one-third the price. Two. I don't usually talk to strange women, but this place brings out the animal in me. Three. Excuse me, are you a dancer? Four. You're so effervescent, I don't need this stuff anymore. Five. This is where you come in. Look for a pretty girl snapping away. Walk up right in front of a camera and say, I'm not camera shy. Probably she'll laugh and take your picture. Then you can get together and talk, including exchanging addresses so she can send you a print of your picture. Maybe you'll find out that she's in the city all alone, and you can offer to show her around. In any case, girls will go for your easy, confident manner. They'll see that you're relaxed, and it will put them at ease, too.
Some kids just love to play with dolls or put on funny hats, and some make pets of birds and fish and dogs and alley cats. That's not the way I like to play. I'm tired of all these. I need a very special friend. Won't you help me, please?
I want a monster to be my playmate. I want a monster to be my friend. I want to get for my pet a real live monster who is not pretend.
Become good friends because although they're hairy and some avez lu l'histoire de Jesse James? Comment il vécu? Comment il est mort? Ça vous a plu, hein? Vous en demandez encore? Eh bien, écoutez l'histoire de Bonnie and Clyde. Alors voilà, Clyde a une petite amie. Elle est belle et son prénom c'est
Bonnie.
À eux deux, ils forment le gang Barrow. Leur nom
Bonnie Parker
et Clyde Barrow.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Moi, lorsque j'ai connu Clyde autrefois, c'était un gars loyal, honnête et droit.
Il faut croire que c'est la société qui m'a définitivement abîmé.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Qu'est-ce qu'on n'a pas écrit sur elle et moi?
On prétend que nous tuons de sang-froid.
C'est pas drôle, mais on est bien obligé
de faire taire celui qui se met à gueuler. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Chaque fois qu'un policeman se fait buter,
un garage ou qu'une banque se fait braquer,
pour la police ça ne fait pas de mystère.
C'est signé
Clyde Barrow,
Bonnie Parker, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Maintenant, chaque fois qu'on essaie de se ranger,
de s'installer tranquille dans un meublé,
dans les trois jours, voilà le tac tac tac,
des mitraillettes qui reviennent à l'attaque. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Un de ces quatre, nous tomberons ensemble. Moi je m'en fous, c'est pour Bonnie que je tremble.
Quelle importance qu'il me fasse la peau. Moi Bonnie je tremble pour Clyde Barrow. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
De toute façon il ne pouvait plus s'en sortir.
La seule solution c'était mourir.
Mais plus d'un les a suivis en enfer.
Quand sont morts Barrow et Bonnie Parker. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Let's listen.
I think I want to have your baby.
That's the song that I want to hear. That's the song that I want to hear. That's the song that I want to hear. That's the song that I want to hear.
Columbus Raceway Park. High performance late model super stocks. Battle down the Raceway Park quarter mile.
390 cubic inch Ford Mustang.
396 Chevy Camaros.
426 Plymouth Hemis.
440 cubic inch Dodge Magnums.
Plus gas coupes and dragsters.
At Indianapolis Raceway Park.
Just west of Indianapolis on Route 136. Racing begins at 2 p.m.
Sunday.
Sunday afternoon at Indianapolis Raceway Park.
WBBF is simply, madly, divinely, happily, completely in love with Rochester.
Emily!
She's in love with me. Let's see what your daddy can do. We all know, darling, he's in love with you. Oh, yes, he is. Choo-choo-choo-choo, Emily. Choo-choo-choo-choo, she's in love with me. Hey, Frank, she's in love with me. Round and round and round we go. Where we stop, darling, no one knows. Choo-choo-choo-choo, Emily. Choo-choo-choo-choo, she's in love with me. Choo-choo-choo-choo, I'm Emily.
Chérie, amour, qu'est-ce que c'est? Alors tu viens ce soir? That's French. Oh, so you moved to Silver Lake? This is very nice. Yeah. I'll get you down on 14th Street.
Nervous wreck!
Fly to a tropic.
99.50 both ways?
Let the natural surroundings weave a spell.
Live like a king in a swell hotel.
No swimming in a pool, shuffleboard or ping pong. No lying out in the sun. Everybody think of someplace new where I can go and have a lot of fun. Ah!
Wow! Fly to an iceberg in Iceland.
Man, it's a cool place.
You'll find it's even snowing in the month of June.
Give me a month and I'll fly to the moon. Get me set for launching, count me down. Blast me off and I'll leave town. Send me up to Mars on Vanguard 6. I want to have a ball with those little green chicks. I need a vacation. Satellites are calling. The summer, Jupiter in the fall, and I'll be on the moon when it's over Miami in the winter. I need a vacation. Oh, I need a vacation. I need a vacation so bad.
For the nudist philosophy. We believe that sunshine and fresh air must definitely result in both physical and mental benefit. Sunshine and fresh air are natural phenomena, and ours is a way of life which pursues these forces in the most natural and unencumbered manner possible. We strive for a healthy mind in a healthy body. We feel that nudism eliminates tension, brings forth complete relaxation, which enables man to find his true values. This is our creed and our goal, a true way of life.
Was his hideous plan. The bodies he'd take fresh from their wake and saute them in his frying pan. Ivan lived in a stony palace with his wife, gallstoned Alice. She was so wrinkled, bumpy and pimpled that Alice looked like one big callus. Alice, bring that vial of green liquid. No, you're not harmed, you're embalmed. Had a vampire, his pet I think, but the vampire needed blood to drink. He drank what he needed, but Ivan still bleeded, so he let him drip down the drain in the sink.
Son, I'm in love with your daughter. Yes, the one with the slanty, slanty eyes. Yes, I know that she loved me, cause she never, never tell me no lies. Hey, Papa, son, I wanna marry your daughter. Yes, the one with the flag dress on. Yes, I know that she loved me, cause she never, never put me on. I like the way she walk, the way she talk. She make me wanna shout, hey, hey, Papa son, I wanna marry your daughter. Yes, the one with the slanty, slanty eyes. Yes, I know that she loved me, cause she never, never tell me no lies. With your daughter. Yes, the one with the slanty, slanty eyes. Yes, I know that she loved me, cause she never, never tell me no lies. Hey, Papa son, I wanna marry your daughter. Yes, the one with the black dress on. Yes, I know that you love me, cause you never, never put me on. I like the way she walk, the way she talk. She make me wanna shout, hey, hey, Papa son, I wanna marry your daughter. Yes, the one with the slanty, slanty eyes. love me, cause she never, never tell me no lies.
Els anys 60 eren els anys de la música. Ràdio Barcelona va augmentar la seva oferta en programes com Festival en la Ràdio i Àlbum Musical, mentre que la Coca-Cola patrocinava l'espai de l'acer Pausa Musical.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you Kelton the Cop. Kelton, how are you today?
I'm fine, Uncle Dale. It's a pleasure to be here.
Kelton, I imagine out on patrol there's a lot of weird things that happen, and I'm sure you have a story to tell us.
I sure do. And as a matter of fact, here's one I think will scare the pants right off you. I was out on patrol late one night. The neighborhood seemed quiet, no trouble in sight. Suddenly the radio cracked loud and my life would change.
Kelton, there's a disturbance at the residence called Strange.
This took me by surprise, I couldn't believe my ears. Why, I thought no one had lived here for years. So I asked if they were sure maybe this was a prank. And the dispatcher said if I didn't get going, I'll be knocked down a rank. Uncle Dale, I was mighty scared. I didn't want to go to the house, but I had to follow orders. So I walked up to the front door and I knocked on the door. The door opened by itself. No one was there. That's when I pulled out my gun and I very carefully walked into the house. Let me tell you, it was really strange. There was a musky kind of smell, and the blood on the walls. Cats came out of nowhere, while it made my flesh crawl. Big bats in the hallway, and from the ceiling they would hang. That's where they live, in the home of the strange. There were phones in the basement and noises in the attic. Flashes in the dark I thought were caused by static. Then a man with a black cape came out and showed me his fangs.
Welcome to where I live, to my home, you are strange.
Said, I don't drink. Harry Coma played on the corner of Victrola. And an Edward movie was showing on an old Motorola. I started to relax, and that was a mistake. Little did I know that his fangs weren't fake. All at once he lunged, but he missed my veins. And I lived to tell the tale of the home on the strange.
Hello. Sorry, it took me a moment to get connected there. Welcome to Newfoundland on Sheena's Jungle Room, part of WFMU Freeform Radio. I just returned home from a wonderful summer on the East Coast with some of my friends. And Rachel, my friend and sometimes co-host, and I were talking about a favorite subject, which is Colton Burpo's 2010 book, memoir, I don't know, he was only four when his dad wrote it, Heaven is for Real. And we were talking about what a bummer it would be if you got to heaven, and it actually was just that the streets are paved with gold and the angels are singing kind of bland little church tunes. So this is a combination of both music I like to drive to and music I might like to hear in heaven. Thank you for joining me. Sound off with your near-death experiences in the chat.